Welcome to What's Poppin'. Today's episode is a bit different than what we've done in the past. I am running out of people to speak to for interviews from the congregation. I'm not getting many yeses these days. And so if you're someone listening that you haven't been on the podcast yet, please say yes so that we can interview you in the future. But I have ideas for things we can still do for What's Poppin', and that is basically tell you what's popping at Prince of Peace in the upcoming months. And so I have Stephanie and Kendra joining me.
Hello.
Good morning.
And they're going to help me make some announcements, basically. And also just share what's on our mind with you folks at Prince of Peace. And so to start off, I would like to thank everybody who has helped out with Joyful Bounty. And so we thank the community service team for organizing that and for all you folks who are helping with that and who have given to make it happen. The next thing I want to talk about is Holy Week. We are on the cusp of Holy Week, and so Palm Sunday is this Sunday, and then we have a special treat for us that we don't typically do during Holy Week, and that is a Seder meal. And so if you want to come and experience what it's like to have a Passover meal as part of Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday, that's at 6 p.m. next Thursday, and it's $5 per person, so sign up online for that. And then at 7:30, we're having a very short worship service that will have the Lord's Supper included there. Then Good Friday, we have two services. We have a Stations of the Cross happening at 11 a.m. and then a candlelight service at 7 p.m. And then we have Easter. Easter is obviously the biggest holiday in the Christian church. And so we want everyone to come out in person and to celebrate what Christ has done for us through his resurrection, giving us new life. And so that's what I've got so far. Stephanie, what do you got to share?
All right. On April 8th, we have our Easter celebration event for our kids here at Prince of Peace. So that would be preschool up through fourth grade. Okay. And it's going to be a fantastic morning.
What is the Easter celebration event? I mean, it says Easter in it and celebration, but what is it, Stephanie?
It is going to be fun and family.
Very descriptive.
Are you trying to not give away the fun yet?
Yeah. Oh, I can share the fun. We've got crafts that our preschool teachers are helping out with. Mm-hmm. So we've got a cross craft and a empty tomb craft, which will be a lot of fun. We have a time where we'll sing some songs, and then we also have a snack time and a candy activity of some sort that you're in charge of.
So we're not doing eggs. We're doing a candy hunt. It's also not just like a hunt. There's going to be activities, and they're going to have to earn their candy a little bit. So that should be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time. 9:30 to 11:30 on April 8th.
Fantastic.
All right, if you're a fifth or sixth grader and you feel left out by that because you have to be fourth grade or younger, we are having our own Easter celebration. Actually, this Sunday on Palm Sunday, we're going to like preempt Easter a little. And so fifth or sixth grade, come on out at 12:30 after church. We'll have lunch, of course, and then we're going to play some crazy Easter games. We're going to have lots of candy, so we'll sugar ourselves up. We're going to talk about Jesus and the amazing things that he's done for us as well. If you have questions, you can talk to Miss Blank or you can talk to myself.
Fantastic. That sounds like good stuff. There is another thing I want to share, which is unusual for us. It's because it only happens once every 50 years. Pastor Sauer's been in the ministry as a pastor for 50 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
And so we want to recognize that. And so on April 30th, after the late worship service, we're going to have a celebration for Pastor Sauer. And so we want everyone to come on out. Turns out he's a big fan of Reuben's. And so there will be pastrami available as well as other things. If you want to bring a side or a dessert and help out with that, you can register, which would be very helpful for us to know how many folks are going to be doing that. Stephanie, what do you got?
All right, we've got Bible Sunday, which this is new for me. I'm very excited for it. I've given Bibles at other churches I've been at, but I've never had like a complete Sunday dedicated to like four different age groups getting their own Bible.
It is
and
exciting.
Church members highlighting and writing in their Bibles beforehand. And I'm super excited. We've got kindergarten and fourth grade are receiving Bibles. And then
eighth and 12th grade.
And that happens on what day?
May 7th?
Mm-hmm. May 7th.
The Bibles go out in the gathering place on April 23rd and April 30th. So if you are here anytime those 2 weeks, please stop by. sign these kids' Bibles, highlight your favorite verse, write words of encouragement, because this is going to be something they're going to find as they go through their Bibles.
And then May 7th is a special day besides just the Bibles, which is really cool. We're doing something else, which we've not done. We've sort of done a Prince of Peace, but in a new way, we're doing this on May 7th. Do you want to explain that, Kendra?
Now we're doing our first ever Affirmation Sunday. We're going to start with the 5th and 6th graders and let them kick it off. So this is not in replacement of confirmation, but this is how our students are going to start sharing their faith with us. And us as a congregation are going to start celebrating their faith with them. And so 5th graders are going to stand up. They're going to tell you about something that's happened in their life this year that they've seen God work through. And then our 6th graders are going to stand up and give full testimonies. And so the hope is that if somebody goes 5th through 12th grade with us, you are going to get to hear them 7 years in a row talk about how God's been working in their life. So we're going to start that off on May 7th this year. That's
very
exciting.
Exciting stuff. Yeah, yeah. So May 7th is going to be a special day for us. So make sure you're there in person to witness all of that. See.
Can I go back to Easter?
You can go back to Easter. Go ahead.
Sorry, y'all. We have an Easter breakfast if you've never,
oh my gosh.
If you've never heard of this.
Right. You can get one pancake and you can get one piece of bacon per person.
Pastor's a little salty because he didn't get enough food last year. The students informed me that he could have gone back in line and chose not to. So, no, we are going to give lots of food this year. We're making like 15 pounds of bacon, 300 sausages. Like, it's tons of pancakes. It's going to be really good and really fun. It's free for you guys. Come on out following the early service. So it's 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I had to check my time there for a second. 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the gym. And it's hosted by our high school students and their families.
So it actually starts before the end of the first service?
It does, okay. Yes. So if you want to beat those first service people to the first pancake, you can.
Either or not.
Which makes sense. It's not much time in between to actually have a meal and things.
Yeah, it goes pretty fast.
All right. So that's Easter morning as well. Very exciting.
Sorry
day.
For the tangent backwards.
No, that's
let's keep going forward.
That's totally okay. All right. I never thought it was going to take me years to accomplish getting a directory done for this congregation, but it is taking a long time so far to get you folks on a directory. And I know that there are some hiccups going on with this because you have to be invited and then you have to actually follow a link and then you have to put your information on there. And so if you have had any issues, please let me know. Let me tell you, folks, once we get this thing popping, it's going to really help us. What are you laughing at? You don't like the thing, word poppin'?
You like the word poppin' a lot.
I do like the word poppin'.
A little too much.
A little too much. Once we get this directory up and going, it's going to be very helpful for all of us to be able to remember people's names when we see them on Sunday morning. And that's just a fantastic thing to build community here. So please help me help you help us be a community at Prince of Peace.
Do you want to talk about the app real quick in case people don't know about our app?
I do.
Okay, so we are have this really cool app. So if you search for Planning Center online, download that app. It's going to ask you what church are you a part of, and you're just going to go ahead and put Prince of Peace in there. Then you'll be able to see all the events coming up. You'll be able to see the directory if you've been invited to be part of that. You can register for all the events that are up there. Yep. It's a super easy, super cool way. You can give your offering and tithes that way as well. And so it's just a really easy way to stay connected. And we try to put as much information out there as we possibly can for you guys. If you have trouble downloading the app, signing in, doing any of those things, please come talk to anybody in the church office because we use it all the time. And so we're pretty savvy at the app,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it really is very helpful too. So like if you want to know what's on the schedule coming up or the calendar, if you're in a group, it has information for your group on there. You can RSVP to things that are happening. It's just, it's really helpful once you start using it. So we want to encourage most folks to get on there if we can.
And if you're listening to this while driving, please don't do it right now.
No.
Like, do it when you get home.
And with the app too, I've noticed, I don't know how I did it, but
I feel like that all the
time. It personalizes my schedule so I can look and see. It's like, oh, you're signed up for this and this and this event. And I don't have to go to the church calendar. It just shows me my personalized POP event.
You actually made that happen by helping us figure out how to make it look differently.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played around with
it. So you actually fixed that, Stephanie, so that when you open up the app, now anyone does, it actually is personalized to your page, which is really helpful.
Yeah, so if you've been using the app and you've been super frustrated and you've given up on it, go back and look at it again because within the last month or so, it looks completely different now, thanks to Stephanie.
And if you got the app like 2 years ago, apparently there was an app before this app we're using now. And so that's confused a lot of people, and I'm sorry about that. So make sure you're on the latest app, which came out about a year ago, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it's called Planning Center Online.
Planning Center Online, yeah.
Don't use the one called Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. very confused. I think we just said the word app more times than anybody said it in the last few
weeks. Most likely.
Probably. Yeah, it's good.
That's okay.
Stephanie, do you have anything else? You have a list of things.
A list of things. Look at this.
It's all about summer.
Because
summer is my busy time of year here at Prince of Peace.
It's coming up fast.
It's coming up really fast. Yeah. It's kind of scary fast.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Probably the first big thing coming up is our summer camps that we are doing, the Prince of Peace summer camps for our kindergarten through third grade students. And those are two full week camps, full day camps, the first 2 weeks of June. So week of June 5th and the week of June 12th. And they get to come and experience fun and Jesus here at Prince of Peace. And it'll be a really good 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And if you're interested in helping out with that, definitely
let me know.
Talk to Stephanie because we're going to need some help with that. It's coming together and it's going to be exciting. And it's great for the families to get to be involved with that. But we need help putting that together.
Yes. And also, Vacation Bible School is, let's see, it's March, April, May, June, July, about 3.5 months away.
That's really close.
Really soon.
It is. When you look down at the numbers, it comes down. And so our theme this year is Stellar, Learning to Shine God's Light. And I'm super excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be outer space. I already have space socks.
What are space socks? Yeah,
they are
like moon boots?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like what the astronauts
space
wear?
Space-themed socks.
Space-themed socks. Oh, like anti-gravity socks. That'd be way cooler.
That would be fun.
We have 3.5 months to figure that out.
Around the church office.
It's going to be a place for Professor Vandelay to be.
Hi, Professor Vandelay.
Oh, hello. Definitely come back.
She can be there. We'll see what happens.
We'll have to talk back and forth and see what we can do.
All right.
Very cool. Hey, that same week, actually, the current fifth to eighth graders, we have Mission Week going on. And so what happens is you go to VBS in the morning, and then if you register for Mission Week, that afternoon we go out to all sorts of organizations in our area and we work with them, and we serve with them, we work with animals, we do food packing, we do construction, we do painting, we do all sorts of things. And so if you are interested in being part of that, please go ahead and sign up as well. I think we've said sign up a lot too, but there's so many exciting things going on.
And just to clarify the dates on that, because I don't think I actually ever said the dates for Vacation Bible School. So the dates for Mission Week and Vacation Bible School is the week of July 17th.
17th to the 21st.
Yes.
17th to the 21st. Lots of stuff happening week. The campus is just insane though. It's a good week.
So much fun.
Fantastic.
But there's like a church worker exhaustion hangover thing for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
after.
We go into a coma the week after.
Because it's a lot of work. It's a wonderful week, but it's a lot of work.
Yes.
All right, Stephanie, what's on your list next?
The last one is the Prince of Peace Community Retreat.
That's
coming up.
That's new.
Middle of June. It's brand new. We are going to Redwood Christian Camp. And it's just going to be a weekend where we can have fellowship and community with one another and your family. And we have a limit of 35 people. That's because we had no idea how many people were going to sign up.
Yep.
And so there is still space for about 30 or so people, I believe. So sign up. You can go to princeofpeace.org or popfremont.org. Yes.
Yeah,
our website.
Fremont,
Sure.
Or the app.
Or the app.
And so with the POP community retreat, it's the first time that we know that that's happened here. I know there's been some events similar to it in the past. But if for some reason your household that thinks that that money might keep you back from that somehow, we have scholarships available for this because we want you to go and be part of this and spend time with the people of Prince of Peace out in the wilderness. Thinking about God, praying, spending some time by yourselves, but also in group going through some scripture, but also just enjoying his wonderful creation.
And this is for anyone, any age.
Anyone, any age. That's why it's the POP community retreat. Because we have a men's retreat, a women's retreat, we have a couples seminar, and then we have a retreat for everybody who wants to show up.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is great.
Okay, but the important question is, are we going to make s'mores?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm
there. You better sign up.
Oh, I had a question about Bunko.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what about Bunko?
Well, I know what Bunko is. Do you know what Bunko is, Kendra?
Yes, but I don't know how to play it.
All right, so what Stephanie is talking about is we're going to do three rotational game nights for all of the people of Prince of Peace and their friends and family who want to show up for it. And so what that means, we're going to meet in the gym three times this next year, where we're going to have games set up where you can play with like between 4 and 6 people at a time, and then you're going to switch tables repeatedly throughout the night, because that's how the game works. And so it's almost like a tournament of sorts that happens in a very short period of time. And Bunko is going to be our first one. And so if you're from the Midwest, you may have heard of this before. But if you're not from the Midwest, Stephanie, could you please explain Bunko?
It's been a long time since I've played Bunko, but what I recall is there are dice. You're rolling dice to a certain amount of points, and then when you get to those points, you ring a little bell, and then you get to move up to the next table. And if you lose, you stay
pretty much. And so Bunko, it's actually a lot of fun. It doesn't sound fun the way Stephanie described it, but
I mean, lots of dice sounds lots of fun. Yeah, so.
But it's a game where like a 7-year-old can play. And a 95-year-old can play. And so anywhere in between. So it works out really well for us to have a good time together. And then we'll have a ridiculous prize or trophy of some sort for people near the end.
Can it be a rotating trophy?
It might be.
Ooh, yes. Best kind.
It may just be a trophy we put in the trophy case and put someone's name on it.
Ooh,
yeah,
even better.
That's a good
Love
idea.
It. Pretty good.
Do we have anything else we need to share?
No, but we're going to find out who listens to this podcast, because Stephanie and I are going to get lots of Bunko advice coming up. I have a feeling. You don't know what
it is. You don't know what Bunko is?
So thank you guys in advance for all the Bunko advice.
Yes.
Hey, and if you like this format, or if you want to hear more of this, let me know. Either way, I'm still going to do it again, but it'll help me know if it works for you. And so have a wonderful week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.